Hi, and welcome back to the Make It a Double podcast with Ariana.
Jasmine.
And today we have a very special guest for our second episode, Miss Tara Bear. Yay. Woot, 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 woot. Hello, Miss Tara.
Hi.
What's your relation to this podcast?
My relation is being Jasmine's sister.
Which one?
Wow, breaking.
Her sister.
Yes. Yes.
Little sister. Yep.
So
she's visiting me here in New York.
Yes. For Miss Jasmine's birthday, which is officially on Tuesday after this podcast drops, but we are recording this on Sunday.
Yes.
So, but all the festivities have happened.
Yes.
Some of them.
Except for
Olive Garden.
Going to Olive Garden.
Of course. Of course.
Because when you're there,
your family.
Of course. So let's go into a little bit of a weekend recap. Jasmine, I will let you take the reins. It is your birthday.
Okay, but first, should we introduce Tara, like that she's a nurse? Or
sure, like Tara. Okay. Tara, give us like a cute little elevator pitch about yourself.
Yeah. Okay, I'm Tara. I'm a nurse.
Ooh,
that's kind of
what kind? What kind?
I'm a labor and delivery nurse.
Ooh.
How old are you?
I'm 26. I'm from Utah.
Are you single?
I'm single. Sadly.
So true. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. That's kind of the main thing, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. So yeah. Now, weekend recap.
Yes. So Tara came for this weekend because we celebrated my birthday yesterday. We kind of had a few festivities. On Friday, we just went out with our friends, kind of normally, but with Tara.
Oh, with Tara. Yeah. It was lovely.
So we got to show our favorite karaoke bar.
And one of our other favorite bars also.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. We do like going to both of those bars quite a bit.
Yes. Should we give them a shout out or is that free publicity?
No. We got a gatekeep, even though for the 12 people who are listening to this podcast.
Okay. And then yesterday, which was Saturday, I had a birthday party that was country themed with a U. No OU, just you.
Like charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
Yeah. Like cunt.
Yes. To put it not lightly, I guess. Yes. So basically, I was just like, everybody, you know, serve, eat, you know. And everybody came in their cowgirl boots, their cowboy hats. And and we just went had dinner at this cowgirl bar themed by our house. And then we went to another bar that was also cowgirl themed.
But the second one had live music.
Yes. But we were upstairs in kind of a private area, not near the live music, but we didn't get to hear the live. But we were in the crowd, which was
lovely.
It was nice.
Perfect.
It was great.
Yeah,
it was perfect.
It was
we had like cozy couches. We got to chat. At one point in the night, we went to go see if we should go downstairs with all the people.
Yeah.
And in that period of time,
it was maybe 2 minutes.
Maybe 2 minutes. We go downstairs. We come back up. All of a sudden, this guy walks by with one of our balloons that's like
our little the main balloon.
Pink basically. Cowgirl boot, pink pony club boots, basically.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, that's ours. And then one of our other friends, was it Maggie?
Yeah, Maggie was
She got it. She ripped the balloons.
No. I grabbed the big balloon and I carried it back to our little section. But Maggie like yelled at them when she saw the second pop balloon.
When we came back to our spot, there was a broken balloon,
she
which means
like
he ripped it out of the area.
As she should, because
he came back. He's like, "I'm so sorry, I didn't know that you guys left." And what did she? What did she say? She said,
"All of our stuff is still here."
Yeah.
Like
but he
use
said,
your brain.
I can do? And she said, "Yeah, use your brain.
Yeah, be smarter."
It was incredible. It was iconic.
Like, and you could tell that he came back there to just be like, she wants me so bad.
Oh,
you know, I'm going to get her number. And then for her to straight up say to his face, use your brain.
Yeah.
It was honestly amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Use your brain.
And then, we just had like a ton of drinks there. And then after that, we went to a bar nearby that other place.
Yeah, but that bar has usually plays good music. So, like,
yes.
We danced
and
like
sang a little. Except for in Tara's word, in Tara's, what would you say in your words? You said, all this music is old. And by that, she meant
it was
all like
2014. Yeah.
And we all looked at her.
Yeah, it was
so.
It was all from like my senior year of high school and freshman year of college, and she was like, this is also old. I was like, you're only 3 years younger than me.
Listen, I didn't mean it was old, like...
It's just, she meant it wasn't was
like,
hit.
Yeah, he
it's
wasn't not like with any new the time. Like, I liked the music. True. I knew the music he was playing. Yeah, but I was like, let's like mix it in with.
Well, he was
like,
also like 2010s. Yeah,
but like mix in with some like 20 teens.
That was a beat. And I went up there to the DJ booth to request Tate McRae, sports car. And he was like, at first he was like, oh, I don't really know her. And then he was like, I'll try. And then he was like, I don't really like her. She tries too hard. It was like,
also, he was, yeah, how old was he? Like 40s?
Like
50s? Like,
also, like, I'm so sorry. You are a 50-year-old bartender. A 50-year-old DJ. Which also, bartender would at least be hot. You're a 50-year-old DJ. In this, like, random bar in Vidae that's literally full of college students. Like, relax.
Yeah.
Relax and play some sports
cards.
Also,
be prepared to have, like, top 100 at the ready. There's several Tate McRae songs you could pick from that.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Like, it was so like he was like a little bit older, and then he was playing like exclusively like 2010s, which like love that, but like mix it in with like some oldies, like actual oldies. And
so, I just like, you know, I could tell he could benefit from a little like, you know what I mean?
He could absolutely,
like, that scratching at his brain is what he's listening.
Yeah, for sure.
Agreed.
He doesn't get it.
And then
we came home and ate drunk Taco Bell. It was gorgeous.
It was lovely.
It was stunning. And then today, Tara and I went to see the Book of Mormon musical, which, LOL, fun fact, you didn't understand from her saying she's from Utah, lives in Utah, and I'm originally from Utah. We were Mormon.
Yes.
Not anymore. So it was very fun to see the musical. It was very fun.
And we were trying to spot all the Mormons in the crowd.
Oh, yeah, there was three girls in front of us. They looked hella Mormon. They clapped straight face, tiny little claps, making zero noise.
They were pissed.
And I said, why didn't you do any research?
No, literally.
Do people just go in blindly and not do any research, though? But like,
it's crazy.
Were they assuming that the Book of Mormon was going to be respectful to them? I don't understand.
I don't know.
In what world?
She was like golf clapping.
No, like, literally. Like, we just did tiny claps with our hands.
No sound.
Yeah, it was crazy. But overall, very great, hilarious. And there were times where we were watching it, and then all of a sudden, there would be a part that happened. I'm like, oh yeah, they wrote South Park. You can tell the little bits of like just unhingedness, like the Mormon hell.
It got crazy.
That was Dream Mormon hell was pretty crazy.
It was a ride.
But yeah, it was fun, and then. And then when we got back, our building power is out, and we had to walk up 16 flights of stairs. So that was so fun.
Delightful.
We stopped every two. We were dying.
I have not left my apartment because I didn't want to go up 16 flights.
Mm-hmm. And Ariana was so lucky because she ordered food when the power was back on at some point.
But to be fair, I would like to preface this not knowing that the elevator was not working.
Yes.
I ordered when I thought the elevator was working.
Mm-hmm. And so when we got home panting, she was like confused. We said that we had to go up the flight. She's like, I just ordered food. I was like, that food ain't coming to you. And the guy actually did. He went up 16 flights of stairs.
Shout out to that guy.
So and she guess could what? Have her sushi.
He earned that tip. Mm-hmm. He earned it.
You gave him like 40%, right?
I gave him an extra $10. Because I originally had tipped him $8, which was 20%. But I gave him an extra $10. Yeah. I was like, you deserve it.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. If I was him, I would have been like, see ya.
I would not have delivered.
I would have spat in your food also, probably so. Was everything sealed?
Yeah.
Because I would have.
You were not. That's true.
Hello. Yeah,
that's basically caught up.
Yeah, caught up. And now we're here.
Now we are.
It is present day. Okay, so yeah, that was the weekend recap. So our first topic on the pop culture recap is Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney were spotted at a wedding together last weekend. Plus, Sydney officially split up from her fiance.
Oh, wait.
And let me tell you something.
Oh, this is huge.
Her ugly old fiance.
And let me tell you something. I'm here for single Sydney Sweeney era.
This is huge.
huge. It's mm-hmm. it's you might say big heavy naturals.
you might say honestly. And not, but also I just want to point out, it wasn't just any wedding, it was Glenn's sister's wedding.
Yeah, because so. she's a part of the family. Yeah.
loving.
But, and this is the thing, you know, like we're not friends with them, but like if nothing, I think that he obviously, like, I've never met him. I think if nothing, he's just like a very sweet and genuine guy.
He seems so. A like capybara.
Yeah. So like, so if nothing, like, I genuinely think that, like, do I want them to get together and fall in love because they would literally be so like smiley and beautiful and like have the most beautiful baby.
So hot to you.
Yes.
Oh, like, also, I would love that though. That she also had naturally curly hair at the wedding.
Have you been on curly hair? Yes, love,
which means that she feels comfortable. She always had straight hair every time she was spotted with her fiance, her ugly old fiance, and she had her natural curls out. Just saying, like that.
Yeah,
I've been on that side of TikTok.
That could be something.
All I was saying is, like, do I want them to get together? Like, yes, it would be beautiful, but if all they are is just friends, that's also okay.
That's okay, kind of. I'm okay with that, but I hope that they.
I kind of think they already have. I don't think that there is a relationship in Hollywood that is truly monogamous.
That shower scene in Anybody But You.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. That goes hard.
Woo mama. Yeah. Woo mama.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay, but that's interesting. I'm very excited to see how things work out. Oh my God. Did you see the dress that Sydney wore
to the wedding?
No. It was like one of the press events she did this past week. Her waist looked this small. Hold on. I'm loading it. Hold on. Well, now I'm trying to find it. Please hold.
Talky talk talk.
Okay, I'll show it to you later. It doesn't matter. Her waist looked so tiny. It was like at one of the press events she went to. She was wearing this like corset dress, and it literally looked like.
Anyway. Well, also, did you see the pictures that she put on her IG of
her
in the pool?
Yeah.
Her in the pool? Did you see
Hold on.
Those I can show you.
It's right here.
I said, why is this picture 3 hours long?
Holy fucking shit. Wait, can I swear on here? Will you get demonetized?
Yeah. We're not making any money on this.
Well, in case you do.
Yes, I'm in 7 years when we start making money off of this. We will have to edit the first two
episodes. 7 years?
Seven months.
I was going to say 3.5, please.
No, insane. Imagine.
Insane.
Is her body even real?
No, it's not.
That was crafted by the gods.
So true.
No, so true.
That's crazy. Holy shit.
No, I literally was like, why is this picture 3 hours long? I hope I dream about that today. It was crazy. Also, I just need to do like a, this is what I was hoping for, like asking my boyfriend to, to be fair, I'm single. Like those videos are, I've asked my boyfriend to, so snatched.
Okay, I finally found the picture of the dress. She literally looks this small.
Yeah, that's a cool dress.
Yeah, it is a cool dress. But sorry, continue.
The videos that are like, I asked my boyfriend, this was the inspiration. This is what it was. And you're like, me as a wet fucking dog. Yeah, like,
it's you
awful.
With the George Washington hair.
Yeah. Me all sitting easy. He's like,
Yeah. My God.
Okay, so next topic is Harry Styles is rumored to be on the new Miley Cyrus album. Mm-hmm, there have been screenshots that are circulating that are very blurry, but it looks like what is a Spotify album, and it says a song title featuring Harry Styles, and it's like part of Miley's new album.
I want to say the title's like Wonderland or something.
Something like that.
I would absolutely clean my jeans for that shit.
Oh my God, Tara.
It's literally slime time. Literally slime time.
Oh my God.
I think we need a vocabulary.
Okay, also, it's called It's a Jungle Out There featuring Harry Styles.
Why did I get Wonderland? I know that's a Taylor Swift. It's a Jungle Out There? Okay.
All I want is Harry Styles to give Mick Jagger vibes and like a really sexy, like no shirt under, like.
Yeah, and for him to not have his fucking haircut that he has right now.
Well, it's because he's growing out his
really
hair.
It really worries me for his new hair. It really worries me.
Well, it's because his hair plugs are growing out and like they're not real, they haven't real, like grown real. In the way right. So now he's like letting it that all so grow true. Out so that he can then cut it evenly.
Okay. Actually, yeah.
Like, sure, I understand why he's doing that and why he's still fucking hiding his face, because, yeah, your hair looks bad, Harry. I love you so much.
No, it looks
you
need so a haircut. Bad.
However, he still needs about a month of growth before he can cut it.
Okay.
I just, like, it worries me. Like, I don't want that vibe for the new
Don't give me so that. Yeah.
I would honestly rather he shave his head again.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
He looks hot.
I like the shave.
Yeah.
Okay, but to go back, we need a vocab lesson on slime time.
Okay, slime
since
time.
Since you just said that in the podcast.
A core part of my lore is my best friend Ashley, who is basically my platonic partner in life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she created slime time, meaning when you're wet or when you're creaming your jeans, when you're just like horned up for something. It's like, I see Sydney Sweeney,
slime time. Okay. Understood.
Okay. I don't love that.
I also don't love the imagery. So,
yes. So
I told her in Utah.
So
but I feel like we needed everybody to know what
I
she
also
meant by slime.
Will
time.
Be using it again.
Okay, so next topic is the Beatles biopic cast is revealed. So it's pretty good. Pretty good. Okay, so first off, we have Paul Mescal.
Oh, I saw this shit.
As Paul McCartney, which
if you've
seen photos of them side by side, identical.
Yeah, and also like with a little hair and makeup.
Yeah.
He'll be
A little prosthetics, maybe, yeah. Forget about it. Harris Dickinson as John Lennon.
Yup.
Yes, yes,
I
for him.
Be your father figure.
Let me tell
slime
you something.
That would be fucking slime time.
First off, okay, I'm gonna officially veto slime time from this podcast. It is officially no longer allowed. I'm so sorry. Okay. But Harris Dickinson, I am here for anything you are in. I think you're an amazing actor and you're hot to boot. Next is Joseph Quinn as George Harrison. Amazing casting. I'm all here for the
star
rise
of the
Joseph,
rise. Star
Joseph
the rise.
Quinn. Him and Dojo.
Hot. Hot.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly,
Sarah's holding back. I can't say it.
But then now we have Barry Keoghan as Ringo Starr. They look so much alike.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know everybody hates him, but I still love Barry.
I mean, I don't, this is the thing.
If he cheated on Sabrina, that's not.
I think that he's an amazing actor and I can appreciate him for the art that he will continue to make while understanding that he's maybe not a great person.
Yes.
Yeah. That's like every celebrity.
Yeah. Yeah,
literally like every celebrity.
Literally Harry
like,
Styles.
We just,
is
like,
a cheater.
Also like Glenn Powell could be a shitty person and we just have an imagery of him being sweet.
We're seeing like
sweet.
10%
yeah,
of who they
so
are.
Like, you know. Really.
Okay, so this is interesting because from my understanding, it's not going to be one biopic.
Oh, yeah,
it's going to be it's four biopics.
Released in all in 1 month.
That is going to be very
interesting.
So interesting. All by the same director. That's cool.
I think they're also going to be like filmed at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm very
really
interesting.
Cool.
I think it could be very, very cool, but I also feel like it could be disastrous.
Okay, we all know that Ringo Starr is going to go first. Because like he's the one that nobody or George Harrison, like those two are either gonna go first because nobody really cares about them. No offense.
Like Paul's is gonna be
Paul
last.
And John are gonna go last.
Yeah,
they're either gonna be firsty or lasty. But like
yeah.
I feel like
yeah.
if they put the two the least cared about ones in the middle. Like I don't know. Like
I feel like
them. Like
I would use them as anchors. I would do
smart.
I would start with Lennon, do one of the other two, and then end with McCartney.
You
want to
start with Lennon?
No. You start with McCartney, you do the other two, and then you end with Lennon. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant.
Yeah. One thing Ringo has going for him is that he's still alive, so he
yeah.
can like, help with the production, so I will be interested. So,
yeah.
Like, where does it go? Also, like, with peace and love, I guess, like, that I'm saying that they're not important.
I mean, I don't think it's not that they're not important. They're still key core members of the band. It's the same way, like me as a Niall Horan lover, I understand that Niall was not the most popular member of One Direction. Therefore, if they released a biopic on all five members, Niall's would probably be the third most popular. I understand that. But that being said, that doesn't diminish his importance in the band. So I think both things can be true.
You think the two most popular are Zayn and Harry?
I was just going to say.
In my opinion, it is Harry, Zayn, Niall. And Niall and Zayn take turns based on... But because Zayn disappears. Zayn right now is... He's forefront.
Huge, yeah.
He's forefront because he's on tour. He's doing all the things. Niall... He's starting to record a new album. So right now he's getting back down. But I think him and Zayn take turns, but it also depends on what they're in. I think Zayn, more people know him, but I think more people like Niall.
Yeah. Well, also, if that Niall's makes sense. Consistently made music, it's felt like, since.
And I stand by the fact that if Heartbreak Weather had not come out the week the pandemic came out, COVID. It would have been as big as so good. Fine Line. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you something, that album is a no-skip album. Thinking about that album is literally giving me chills as we speak. Okay, so next topic is Morgan Wallen storms off SNL. So we spoke about SNL briefly last week, but since I had not seen it, we did not speak about the Morgan Wallen walk-off, mm-hmm. especially because I don't think either of us had seen this because we recorded it early in the day Sunday. Yes. Can I just say... Nothing that man has ever done has made me be like, slay Morgan Wallen. Because actually, every single thing that he does reaffirms the fact that he is a
piece of shit.
A piece of shit.
Let's see. Saying the N-word. Throwing a chair off of a bar.
Like... Also, like, you could leave out the side. Like, him being like, I didn't know. You've been on SNL before.
Oh, can I ask a clarifying?
Yes.
I knew that he, like, walked out and the God's Country.
Yeah, give me to God's Country.
Have you seen the video of him walking out?
I didn't actually see it, though. So, okay. Like, did he walk?
Pause. We are going to show Tara the video. And we're back. Tara has seen the video. Thoughts?
Crazy. You said he's been on it before?
Yeah, he's been on SNL before. Also, you do a full dress rehearsal. So, it's not like if he had done that during rehearsal, they would have been like, hey... Maybe
next
don't
time, stay around.
Like,
what a dumbass.
Yeah, no, it's
I already knew that he's the worst, but
he's a loser.
It's also just like such lame behavior. SNL is such a cool get for your career, and to have that such that disrespectful attitude, in my opinion, like, I hate when people just like
also
are so entitled
and
like gross.
A third chance, actually, because like he was booked, and then I believe like the N-word stuff happened, like his. Cancellation.
And
not really cancellation because he
is still around.
And then they booked somebody else, and then they booked him again for his first time, and then this is his second time. Like, they've given him so many chances. It's not like, I don't know, like,
yeah,
maybe honestly, have some fucking respect for like a national treasure television show like Saturday Night Live. Like,
I was honestly surprised they even had it on, like, considering his reputation.
Yeah.
I
mean, because SNL does that, though. Like, like, as much as I love SNL, there's things that they just, like, overlook.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Hosting. Did you watch any SNL from last night?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing already.
Okay, where there was, like, one thing where it was on Weekend Update where he was, like, talking about sexually assault.
It was Russell Brand.
Yeah, Russell Brand is now under investigation for...
No, he's been charged.
Yeah, he's been charged. And then he's like something about... I don't know what it was, but he was like, too bad we have this clip. And it's literally Russell Brand being like, and here's Chris Brown.
No, it's like, this is...
He's introducing Chris Brown on SNL.
Yeah, like, I saw that. They were like, we really know how to...
That. I couldn't give it up.
It's okay. They were like, we really know how to pick a pair.
Yeah, literally.
Okay.
Real though, yeah, that is
another person that won't be canceled, but Chris Brown.
Yeah, sad.
Ridiculous.
Also, he should be. And guess what? Justice for Jordan Sparks. This podcast remains a Jordan Sparks stand podcast.
Because guess what? We have no air.
Because guess what, Toby? How I'm supposed to breathe with no air?
Me coming up the stairs in 60 flights.
Okay. Last topic today is. Kylie and Jason Kelce have welcomed a new baby, and 3 days after she popped that baby out,
go Birds!
It was It was on the podcast with her. Let me tell you something. That was
with the huge headphones.
Yes. Insane.
Baby Finley.
Yes, right? Baby Finley.
Such a cute name.
Although I don't think you're supposed to put actual headphones on babies, but maybe there's nothing coming out of them. So.
Yeah, it's so loud, that's right?
It's actually like really bad. Because I did it once to Sebas and there was music coming out and my sister yelled at me. She was like, you're not supposed to do that.
For like newborns.
Yeah, I mean, he was 6 months old, but still like my music was pretty loud. So like that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But still like, wild of her to just be like 3 days after be like, yeah, well.
And she recorded her podcast.
Yeah.
Her podcast is what I saw. And
yeah.
And she holds her so up. Tight. And yeah. I was like, holy shit, that's like a brand new newborn.
No, I'm like, that baby is new.
Yeah.
It's fresh. It still smells like the hospital.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like, did they just leave the hospital? Probably the day before.
Yeah.
Right? Crazy so, that she, crazy. I did love her message. I don't know if you saw the clip. Do you guys watch her podcast?
No.
I see clips. Okay, so I just saw the clip. But she talked about how, like, she basically got after people for telling moms that C-sections aren't real births.
Oh, yeah.
Because people love.
That's
I mean,
yes.
Everyone has
opinion
on
everything. I hope I have
everything.
A C-section if I ever have.
And so she was, like, literally just, like, she was, like, shut the fuck up. Like, it literally doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And
also, can I just say, a C-section is a major surgery. They, like.
They take out your organs, no?
Yeah. Yes. Like, your organs. Your organs are literally like sitting on a table while they're like scooping a baby out of you. Like it's crazy.
Tell me how that's not like
no, it's crazy. It's crazy. Having watched it all, like it's all real. Like and you all like it doesn't matter what method you use. Like it's still a very hard journey for everyone. Right. So, anyways, I like that she like called this
normalized
out.
It.
Yeah,
that's cool. She's so cool.
She honestly
she, like,
is
give a shit, and I respect. Love
yeah, she's probably like the coolest person I've ever seen.
Yeah, 1,000%.
So sick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, congrats, Kylie. Okay, so that was the last topic. So now we're gonna move on to what we're watching. So I haven't really watched that many movies this week. Mostly TV. White Lotus. We're fully caught up. We will be watching the finale and
20 minutes
in literally 20 minutes, and there will be a reaction to the finale. Mm-hmm. So
Tara's gonna skip out on watching it because she's gonna watch it with Ashley and
okay
and her friend. So so she'll just be headphones in there. But we will do a recap.
Yes, we will do a recap. So far, I'm very intrigued to see what's gonna happen. I have predictions.
I think Gary Gregg
is gonna die. I hope Chelsea doesn't, but I have a sneaking submission. She will. And I still think that Lachlan is gonna die. I feel strongly about that. Literally. And honestly, like if something happens to Guy Duck, he's a bad security guard. Like sorry.
True though. He
okay.
is shitty at his job.
Next is Tournament of Champions. I did not talk about this last
week. Yeah, you love
Tournament of Champions is a
do you know what it is, Sarah?
Cooking show. No. So it is 32 or 36, whatever it is to get to 36. 36 of the best chefs in the country, and they compete in a March Madness style bracket. And every round, they have to compete with the randomizer. So the randomizer is literally a wheel that they spin, and they have to do like, it'll be like protein, produce, machine style, and then something else. So it'll be like venison, beetroot, ice shaver, a sweet dessert, and you have 20 minutes. Like,
it's chopped,
but it's more intense because it's done by a complete blind judging.
Okay.
So the judges walk in and they have no clue, and they have literally like third party cooks describe the food. And you also get, it's kind of like Chopped, but like more intense because of the way that it's held, and because it's a to the death. There's not three rounds. It's like you have one plate, and your plate is either better than the other chefs or it's not, and you go home. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting.
Guy Fieri hosts it, right?
Guy Fieri hosts it. But this year.
Fieri.
So this year, very interesting. Sixth season. There have been 4 winners so far, all women, and all 4 of the winners have retired. One of them was a double winner. Mm-hmm. All 4 of them have retired. They came back as judges, and one of them is one of the correspondents. So I was so excited because guess what? Jet Tila, if you're listening, and I know you're not, but Jet Tila, it was your year. He has made it to the final 4. 4 out of the last 5 years. Yeah. And I was like, this was your year. And he lost last week by like 1 point. But it's like, that's what it is. It's like, he just didn't have the best dish. And that's what I love about it. It's like, it's just about the food. Anyway, I'm very excited. I feel like this opens up the world of possibilities of who could win. I'm very excited for her name, I can't remember. She's the warrior princess.
Gina?
No. It's not Gina, but they call her like the warrior princess chef. Antonia LaFaso. Antonia LaFaso, I'm rooting for you. And there's a couple other people that I'm rooting for, but I can't think of. I'm caught up on Abbott Elementary, except for this past week's episode.
Damn, I haven't watched this.
Slay. Very excited. Drag Race, caught up. It is the last episode before the Lollapalooza and then the finale. So that means we know who's in the final four. And the Lollapalooza is like all the eliminated queens who didn't make it to the final four do a SmackDown to the death, a lip sync. And then the final winner gets $100,000. So very, very fun episode to watch. And I just like to say, if Susie Toot has no haters, I am dead. I am so happy she's not in the finale. Maybe it's just me. It's just she just pigeonholes herself into this like very specific character. I realize I've been rambling for like 3 minutes about what I've been watching, but I digress. She just pigeonholes herself into this character, and it's not super fun to watch. And I really like all four of the queens who are in the finale. I think that there's definitely one queen who is like favored, but if any of the queens win, I would be happy. Saturday Night Live. I watched last night's episode with Jack Black. Let me tell you something. That man is America's sweetheart. Okay? He is so funny. I love that he just like does whatever, like doesn't care how ridiculous he looks. I loved the skit where it was like they were one-upping each other. It was like, oh, my kid that I adopted from Africa. It was so funny. It was so funny. It was supposed to be like an eagle cow. Okay, but okay, when they watch it, they will realize how spot on that was. I was squinting my eyes at everything.
No, I felt it.
Okay. It was very, very funny. whatever. It was a good episode. Next, I'm watching The Pit. I'm on episode 10. I think there's about 3 or 4 episodes left. Very good so far. I'm interested to see how all the things tie up, especially because it's all based on like one shift. It's like every episode is an hour. Yeah, it's one 12-hour shift. I thought it was a 14-hour shift. Oh, shit, so I'm almost done with it.
It's
okay.
12, yes.
It doesn't matter, but I'm very interested.
12 hours.
Okay, perfect. So I'm very, very intrigued to see how it all plays out in the last 3 hours of the shift.
And Noah Wiley is still hot, if anybody's wondering.
Every single episode, it's funny because, like, the first episode, I was like, I don't know, and every episode.
He's so hot.
But do you know what it is? It's because I love a man with trauma, you know? I love a man with a backstory, okay?
Oh, yeah, no spoilers, though, because I'm going to watch, so don't tell me what
no,
his trauma
I know.
Is.
All I'm saying is that, like, as it goes on, you learn his backstory.
You say, I can fix him.
No, you learn his backstory, and you're like, you see like the depth. It's like, I just think that men are so one-dimensional that I need to know their backstory in order to be like, oh, you're actually, like, a real human being. And I think that, no, but you're laughing, but, like, I think that that's when I... That's the only time I really relate to male characters or like feel connected to them is when they have, when they go through things, because men need to go through things in order to be
empathetic
or whatever. Sorry to any man listening to this podcast.
Not sorry.
And lastly, Survivor.
Oh my God, Ariana, did you even work this week?
I actually worked so much. Survivor.
This is crazy. I'm doing one show that I'm waiting to talk about.
Okay.
Go on, Survivor.
Okay.
Go.
Survivor is really good. The merge is finally happening this episode. It's like the merge piece happened last episode. I'm very excited to see how things will play out. I'm talking really fast because I'm done. Continue.
Okay. The only show that I've been watching this week because I was getting ready for Tara to come. I haven't really watched anything. Still watching Friends. I'm cruising through. I am now... what am I, season 6? Something like that. Chandler and Monica just moved in together. She has to live with a boy! It was really sad.
But actually, that scene that I watched with you made me so emo.
I know!
Yeah, it made me
think
of Ash.
I mean, every single time I think, like, every single time I watch it, it, like, reminds me of Jasmine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so sad. Like, oh, this makes me so sad.
Another thing that also happened is Ross not telling Rachel that he didn't get the marriage
Ross is annulled. Crazy.
He's the worst.
No,
he's every creepy. Ross is, it's because he's so selfish. First of all, just because you don't want another marriage under your belt. So she has to just stay trapped married to you, you fucking weirdo.
Also, like, that's not her
grow fault. Up. First of all, grow up.
Also, just, like, him just being like, oh, it's okay, I don't have to tell her, like,
first so off, like, creepy.
Like, where the entitlement. No, the problem is he feels like his feelings and his, like,
life and life job and everything is more important
than everyone else. Yeah, he is so self-involved and self-absorbed that he can't see past himself.
Yes.
Into how his behavior is affecting anyone else. Even last week, we talked about this, how, like, Rachel literally started from the ground up at Bloomingdale's and then got this really good job and was busting her ass. And Ross was being a little baby back bitch.
Belittling that her job, like, wasn't as important as... It's so stupid. But anyways, I just want to say, I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion, but I love Rachel. But Ross and Rachel, meh.
Boo.
Boo, kind of. I'm here for Monica and Chandler. I love them.
No, but Ross and Rachel were just, like, so, they were so toxic because they had the same cycle and, like, they weren't good for each other.
Yeah.
They weren't good for each other. I'm sorry. This might be an unpopular opinion. I didn't like Rachel with Joey. I liked her better with Joey than with Ross.
A thousand percent.
Even though that storyline didn't make sense, all I'm saying is Ross sucks.
He absolutely sucks. And the other better couple is Phoebe and Mike. But that hasn't happened yet. I'm not quite there. Is that only season 10 or is that
It's like season 9 and 10. They get married in 10, but I think he starts showing up.
Because I remember
he
becomes, Hank Azaria comes back from like his...
I want to say he becomes either a season regular or like, not a regular, but like, you know how like Gunther was there all the time? Like, he didn't become...
I always think of him like playing the pretend piano.
Yeah.
So
calm. And then, or him playing ping pong and being really good at it.
And then Monica's hair.
But yeah, I think he gets introduced in 9, but he doesn't become like a regular, semi-regular until 10. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Okay. Parrot.
Okay, I actually remembered I'm watching Severance, which I don't want to talk about because I haven't watched the season finale. I'm watching White Lotus, and then I'm watching Glee.
Rewatching, or are you re-watching. Just watching for the first time?
I watched it all the way through, like, kind of as it came out.
Yeah.
All the way through?
You were young.
You never give up.
Well, I think I, like, stopped and then I, like,
oh, God.
Started. But I've watched the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't. I can never make it past season 5.
Yeah, it's
tough.
But where are you in your rewatch?
Anyways, Ash has seen episodes but not seen the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So we're on season 1. We're, like, midway through season 1.
Okay. Who's Josh Groban? Kill yourself! That's my favorite Glee quote.
Anyways, that show is...
No, my favorite one is the one where it's like, there's only one person who can solve this. Me? No. Me. Sue Sylvester.
That first season is so good. I remember watching the pilot. Yeah. They showed it, maybe, was it like after the Super Bowl or something?
Yeah, because it was on Fox. Yeah.
So good. And then we had to wait the whole summer for them to release
it. Were you home?
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, I think I watched it because you watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because every time I watch it, it makes me think of you.
Yeah. So funny.
Anyways, yeah. Nice. So that's what I'm watching.
No movies?
The movies on the plane or anything?
Oh.
What movie did I watch on the plane? I can't remember.
Hope you think of it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I watched Schitt's Creek on the plane.
Nice.
A classic. Classic.
But then I fell asleep, so.
Makes sense. Okay, well, we'll be back with the White Lotus season finale reaction. And, okay. Okay, it is 10:42 p.m. We have just finished the White Lotus finale. We are also joined by Julia, our roommate. Hello, Julia. Say hello.
Hi.
And thoughts. R.I.P. Chelsea. Honestly,
really sad about Chelsea.
She deserved better. But that being said, there was something very beautiful about... There's a moment where they were talking about how, like, we're going to do life together, and then them dying together is, like,
being together
sad but poetic.
Very sad. I really wanted to see more of the Ratliffs finding out that they're fucked.
Yeah,
I was disappointed by that.
Yeah, I also was disappointed
I wanted to see the meltdown.
Yeah,
I wanted to see the meltdowns. I thought that there was going to be more happening with the girl. Like, Lachlan's reason, like, I believe him, but it makes it even weirder that was his reason. Yeah. That being said, him coming back to life at the end, I was like,
shocking. That was shocking.
Yeah. Shocking.
That's true. Like, he could have been like, I don't know, the drugs have just, like, made me, like, crazy and do whatever, but he literally was like, oh yeah, I specifically noticed you and knew what you liked, so I did that.
That's crazy. I'm not shocked that nothing happened with the friends. I knew that they were just gonna,
my theory was that they were just gonna show up at the airport at the end and be like, love you, it was the best time. Yes. Was basically what happened. Carrie Coon, Emmy.
Yes.
Emmy.
That speech was so beautiful.
I actually didn't think that they would have, like, a come to Jesus moment as friends. I thought they were gonna, like you said, like, come to the airport, having not talked about anything, and just be fake as hell. Like, okay, bye, see you next year.
Best time. Yeah. See you next year.
But, her speech was incredible. Yeah.
Sad we also didn't see her explaining what happened
the
other night, but I think she was just kind of having, like, a...
Yeah.
I don't
know. It was also just crazy, because, like, that man tried to, like, extort her while she was naked in his bed for $10,000.
Also, like, maybe nice for her to have that, like, crazy adventure to, like, just do it for herself.
Yeah. Yeah. It did seem she was, like, on the verge of, like, a midlife crisis situation. Yeah. So maybe she just, like, needed, like, that to, like, slap her in the face a little bit.
And to be like, actually, this isn't what I want. Mm-hmm. Which makes sense.
Sad for Poinchai. And Belinda. Happy for Belinda and her son that they're, like, wealthy now, but also, like, I feel like it's gonna mean, like, Poinchai is in the next season. Yeah, so, like, that would be, like,
I also just kind of expected more from Belinda. Like, I know that's, like, easy to say, but it's also one of those things where I was like, she was so disappointed in Tanya, and then she, like, went into the exact same thing.
Yeah, people are always gonna be selfish with their money.
Yeah.
Guy Talk finally growing a pair.
Yeah.
And Mook finally is like, yay!
Growing a pair by literally killing someone is crazy.
And because the other security cards were already killed, so it's just like, I guess he's the one now. And now she, again, it's weird that she didn't have more of a role, but, like, maybe that's just, like, what she wanted. Maybe she auditioned for it, and
that's for White Lotus, I know that, like, everyone gets paid, like, exactly the same, and it's, like, you either take it or leave it.
Really?
It's X amount.
That's interesting.
And some people, like, do say, no, I want more, and then they just, like, don't take it, but... Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. I kind of love that, because that just means that, like, people do it for, like, the passion of the project.
You also get to, like, stay in Thailand for 3 months.
That's cool.
Like, 7 months. You
know, on someone else's dime.
That's so interesting.
So, that's also an
experience. I just assume she, like, this was, like, one of her first gigs in U.S. television.
Mook?
Yeah.
We looked it up last week. It was that the other things were just, like, music videos. Black music videos are on her own.
Yeah, I definitely think that her not having it almost feels like a misdirection, it being Lisa and then her having absolutely nothing to do with the plot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Although
she was just literally the motivation for Guy Talk to actually, like, fucking do something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I loved Sam Rockwell at the end at the monastery.
Me too.
That was a good little touch. Yeah. I'm trying to think of any of the other little
I love him.
Things.
His journey was wild. His story of his life.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Someone sharing about wanting to, like, fucking the little Asian girl, then to be want to be the girl, then it just never tied into anything.
Like, literally it was just, like, random.
Crazy.
What is there, are there any other story points that we're missing?
Nobody ever found out who the robbery was because Guy Talk never said anything.
Oh, yeah, and neither did Lori. And neither did Lori, so...
Yeah. I don't think Lori noticed.
I don't think
you would think that What's-Her-Face would be seeming more, like, sad or upset that Chelsea died. That was kind of interesting.
Was
that not interesting? Like, I feel like...
I thought that at the end, but then...
I know it's like it was a week long, they're not that close, but, like, say hi every day.
I don't necessarily think so, because there was a line that Chloe said to Saxon, where it was like, oh, like when right when Chelsea went off with Walton Bowman's, yeah, she was like, oh, I mean, I'll get another in like a second or something.
Like another friend.
Yeah, like another friend, like as if this was like her routine. Fleeting.
I mean, yeah, makes sense. She lives up the street.
Like. Yeah, and also like they were about to leave, so maybe she like didn't even find out that Chelsea died.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
Crazy. Okay, well, thank you, Mike White, for everything you do.
Also, it took me so long to get the connection, Mike White, White Lotus. He named it after himself.
No, I know.
But I didn't realize that until like weeks, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Well, I loved you on Survivor, Mike White.
And I love School of Rock. So.
This podcast is a School of Rock stan podcast. Because guess what? You're not hardcore.
Unless you live hardcore.
Unless you live hardcore.
Yeah.
And with that, good night. Great. As per usual, we will be ending our episode with a classic game of 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Mm-hmm. Tara, since you are our guest, would you like to pick a celebrity that we have spoken about today?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Preferably
an actor?
No?
Yes. I mean, it could be anything. Yeah. It could be like dated this person.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to do Sydney Sweeney.
Okay, okay. Sydney Sweeney.
And Josh Brolin. Okay, Sydney,
Sydney, Sydney Sweeney Brolin. And Josh Brolin. Okay.
Wait, that might be hard. Hold on.
Well, Josh Brolin was in an episode of Parks and Rec at the last episode where he picks his own fish at the restaurant where Tom and
Donna are. Oh, yeah.
So that. Isn't he in Glee at some point?
He definitely is in The Office. Yeah, he's Andy's brother in The Office, so I feel like that's a better segue. So what has Sydney been in that we could link some of them? Ooh.
Euphoria. Anybody in Euphoria that would... What, Zendaya. Like we could.
I feel like Zendaya is your easiest.
Yeah.
Or what's her face?
Jacob Elordi also.
Or no. I'm thinking of what's the girl from Madame Web?
Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson.
Okay, so.
And we're linking it to Josh Groban.
To Josh Groban.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Sydney Sweeney was in Madam Web with Dakota Johnson. Dakota Johnson, now we need a.
Hold on. I have a better one, okay?
Okay.
Sydney Sweeney was in The White Lotus.
Oh, yeah.
With Jennifer Coolidge.
Wait, yes.
Who's that guy from?
From what?
What's it called? Wasn't Jennifer Coolidge in American Pie?
Yes.
Was anyone from The Office in American Pie?
You guys know way more about this than I do.
Because the thing
Lily from How I Met Your Mother was in that. I don't know if that's helpful at all, but
it's not.
Eugene Levy from Schitt's Creek, that's another connection that we could do. Was it American Pie? I feel like we could do a different thing than for Coolidge.
Yeah.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Cinderella Story.
that's not a bad one. Jennifer Coolidge.
She's in the.
In Legally Blonde.
She's in Legally Blonde. Legally Blonde.
Okay.
Yeah. That could be some
chance. Okay, but maybe we work backwards.
Yeah, I think that we
it's
need to work from.
To find
okay.
From yeah, I or, think yeah. Josh Brolin, The Office, might be our
okay.
best.
Okay, Josh Brolin was in The Office
with Steve Carell, who was in.
That gives you way more. Yeah.
Who was? I got it. Josh Brolin was in The Office with Steve Carell, who was in the morning show with Reese Witherspoon, who was in Legally Blonde
with Jennifer
Coolidge, who was in The White Lotus with Sydney Sweeney. I got it. It was four?
I think so.
Four.
I think
so. That was a harder one because it definitely took us a while. Last week was so easy, but okay, we got it. We got there with zero Googling.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for listening. Bye. We'll be back next week.
See you next week.